Breaking news, I'm Jackie Quinn. Diplomatic efforts continue in hopes of staving off an invasion of Ukraine. Germany's chancellor flew to Kyiv for meetings there and then heads to Moscow. President Biden spoke with Russia's president this weekend. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Fox News Sunday says they're concerned Vladimir Putin has thousands more troops around Ukraine and is soon to strike.
We're seeing in plain sight the continued accumulation of Russian military capabilities along that border with Ukraine and in Belarus. He continues to add force capability well over 100,000 right now and actually over the last few days even more.
In the U.S., traffic's flowing again from Detroit into Canada, with authorities clearing out the blockade on the Ambassador Bridge. But in Ottawa, the protests remain, angering some residents like Colleen Sinclair.
They actually set fire in a lobby of an apartment building. This is not how you get your voice heard. This is domestic terrorism, and we want you out of our city.
The Rams are the Super Bowl champions after a 23-20 win over Cincinnati. Quarterback Matthew Stafford, enjoying his first Super Bowl victory, credits the entire team, including MVP Cooper Kupp.
So many guys stepped up. Kupp obviously had some huge plays, and then the game winner was just icing on the cake.
People are raving about the hip-hop halftime show and some of the new Super Bowl ads. Our Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
While many ads looked back, some looked ahead, touting cryptocurrency and electric cars. One even combined a robot dog with a Kia battery-fueled vehicle and the 1980s ballad, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
President Biden's using this day to push for new gun control measures, noting it was Valentine's Day 2018 when a gunman opened fire, killing 14 students and three staffers at a Florida high school. He says it's our obligation to keep one another safe. This is AP News. Russian teen Kamila Valieva has been cleared to compete in the women's figure skating competition at the Winter Olympics, despite failing a pregame drug test. Court of Appeals Secretary General Mathew Reeb.
The athlete is under 16 and is a protected person under the World Anti-Doping Code. The anti-doping rules of RUSADA and the World Anti-Doping Code are silent with respect to provisional suspension imposed on protected persons.
But the IOC says it won't award medals for Valieva's events in Beijing until the allegations of doping are resolved. A special UN panel is putting the finishing touches on a major science report that will highlight how global warming disrupts people's lives, the natural environment, and Earth itself. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.